Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea to wear your new suit today. You'll get wet through. Just look out of the window. The sky is overcast and it's hot and stuffy. It really looks like rain. And there's no wind at all to blow the clouds away. There'll be a thunderstorm, I'm sure. It seems to me I've heard the first heavy drops of rain. No, not yet. But it'll start any minute anyway. A heavy tropical shower.
Speaker B. And there's another important thing I want to tell you. As we'll have to sleep two nights in tents, you need to take appropriate clothes with you. The weather forecast says it'll be quite warm, right? But at night it's pretty cool as well. And if your clothes are wet, you'll get terribly cold. I hope it's clear. You need to take spare dry clothes with you to change into when needed. And you need to wear high boots as there may be snakes in the wet grass. Speaker C.
Please, don't be afraid of it. This snake is not poisonous at all. It's perfectly safe for people to keep it at home. For the snake, however, living at home may be really challenging. The thing is that this snake is used to a very wet and hot climate. To keep it healthy, you'll have to constantly control the temperature and the level of humidity. You shouldn't allow the temperature to drop at night. The snake enjoys sunshine from time to time, but there should be places where it could hide from direct sunlight.
Speaker D. We were going for a hiking holiday with my friends, but I found out that I didn't have any appropriate clothes. That's why on Wednesday, when I had a free afternoon, I went straight to the shopping centre. I was lucky because the shop assistant in the sports department was really professional. She helped me to choose warm, waterproof sports trousers, a coat to defend me from wind and rain, a cap, and even a pair of strong walking boots, just in case the grass was wet, and as a sort of protection against the snakes. She really thinks there can be some snakes in our forests. Speaker E.
The weather was nasty, and we decided to put off our picnic till some better time. Instead, we watched wildlife on TV. I really enjoy educational programmes for children and teens, and this one was not an exception. We were wondering how the cameramen managed to take close-up shots of the most poisonous snakes on the earth. We witnessed the snakes' everyday life, even how small snakes hatch from their eggs.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Well, I don't think it's a good idea to wear your new suit today. You'll get wet through. Just look out of the window. The sky is overcast and it's hot and stuffy. It really looks like rain. And there's no wind at all to blow the clouds away. There'll be a thunderstorm, I'm sure. It seems to me I've heard the first heavy drops of rain. No, not yet. But it'll start any minute anyway. A heavy tropical shower.
Speaker B. And there's another important thing I want to tell you. As we'll have to sleep two nights in tents, you need to take appropriate clothes with you. The weather forecast says it'll be quite warm, right? But at night it's pretty cool as well. And if your clothes are wet, you'll get terribly cold. I hope it's clear. You need to take spare dry clothes with you to change into when needed. And you need to wear high boots as there may be snakes in the wet grass. Speaker C.
Please, don't be afraid of it. This snake is not poisonous at all. It's perfectly safe for people to keep it at home. For the snake, however, living at home may be really challenging. The thing is that this snake is used to a very wet and hot climate. To keep it healthy, you'll have to constantly control the temperature and the level of humidity. You shouldn't allow the temperature to drop at night. The snake enjoys sunshine from time to time, but there should be places where it could hide from direct sunlight.
Speaker D. We were going for a hiking holiday with my friends, but I found out that I didn't have any appropriate clothes. That's why on Wednesday, when I had a free afternoon, I went straight to the shopping centre. I was lucky because the shop assistant in the sports department was really professional. She helped me to choose warm, waterproof sports trousers, a coat to defend me from wind and rain, a cap, and even a pair of strong walking boots, just in case the grass was wet and as a sort of protection against the snakes. She really thinks there can be some snakes in our forests. Speaker E.
The weather was nasty, and we decided to put off our picnic till some better time. Instead, we watched wildlife on TV. I really enjoy educational programmes for children and teens, and this one was not an exception. We were wondering how the cameramen managed to take close-up shots of the most poisonous snakes on the earth. We witnessed the snakes' everyday life, even how small snakes hatch from their eggs.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.